wrapping up the final moments of Paint Month here at Rosie on the House. November, next Saturday's broadcast on the 2nd. We start with home finance. Galaxy Lending will be in. Additional technologies increase. New apps come out. A lot of people, when apps came out, said, hey, when's Rosie on the House going to get an app? I'm like, there's no reason for us to have an app. You know, how many apps do you guys have on your phones? And how many do you use daily? It has to solve something. It has to do something. And that's when we adopted the Homezada app, because it gives you reminders. Do this for your home. Assign it to this person. Complete this task. And it stores and logs all those things so that when you go and sell your home, the next homeowner can have a record of, here's everything you did. That's the end of what it currently does today. What it's going to do tomorrow, how many of these other technologies and these individual apps will start merging? We were talking earlier, Lance, about paint selection in your app. Rosie Remodeling uses some phone apps for measuring rooms and layouts and designing and drawing floor plans for a home. So you can measure it. How come that measuring feature isn't in the paint feature? Can it calculate total gallons of paint you need to complete this one task? None of them are going to become independently overly popular, I think, until they're multifunction. And it's going to take either an effort from all these individuals to come together for one, or one company is going to have to make the product for everything to bring it into this automation. And I'd rather not see that. What would be really cool to see, here's the next multi-million dollar app idea out there for anyone. unless you guys tell me you're app developers, we're going to shut the microphones off and develop our business plan right now. Say, okay, I'm an app developer, and you have a garage door that I'm going to make sure is always working with this app, and you're going to pay me to make sure it's always working. So I've got like four or five different garage door manufacturers that work on Romy's app. I've got six or seven window manufacturers that work on Romy's app, so that as you're out there searching for these home products that have automation tools, this one works with Romy's app, so that when you go into Romy's app, you can open your garage door, close your lights, turn off your watering, turn on your TV, change the volume of music in the shop out back, take a picture, you know, hold it over a room, and it'll calculate the square foot, match your color, order your paint product. You know, Romy's app would have multiple different, you know, it would be a constant full-time support team of hundreds of people to probably make this work and be possible. But until you've got one uniform thing where I've got to now have this individual account for my garage door, I've got to have this individual account for my sprinklers, I've got to have this individual account for, who's got the time to sit there and sort through all these different apps and manage it? I mean, I had you guys at the break both search your Google Play for different specific things. Jen, you searched for and you found?
So I ended up searching for stuff to manage my life, just general life management. Most of them are calendars. a lot of them are like different time, like alarms to program what, you know, don't forget to feed the dog, don't forget to, you know, cook dinner or whatever you got going on. A lot of them are motivational apps. Keep you going every day. Everyone needs a good motivation.
Romy's app can do that. Yeah. It can motivate you. Start off the morning. You only have two projects in your house to do today, air filters and run the dishwasher.
You can do it. most of them are like that. Like I said, to-do lists, you know, and so, you know, it's definitely a lot. Things to manage your clothing. I mean, they've got it all. Things to track your habits, a diet coach, manage my nightlife. You know, all right, if you got to have that. I mean, there's just tons of stuff. Literally everything can be managed in one way or another, and there's probably an app to do it.
And Lance, I had you look up some more home-specific apps.
Yeah, I looked up both home maintenance and home management just to see if there was any difference. With home maintenance, a lot of the apps are very similar, actually, to what we see in Homezada, with the ability to create lists or to-dos around your house, you know, if it's cleaning an air filter, if it's checking your exterior paint. And then you have another few.
And ours is better because that's just one element. You've got maintenance, you've got inventory, you've got finance, you've got projects. So ours
Right, and that's what I was about to say as well. You know, another app on this list is, you know, an app to help you out with DIY projects. Again, a separate app for that, something we're working on to create, you know, all in one with Homezada.
And the ultimate vision of what I have for our app, the Rosie on the House Homezada, is let's put you in an emergency situation. And it's multi-layered, so you could have it do as much or as little as you want. Imagine you're in a situation, your air conditioning is out, it's 114 degrees outside, it's going to be that inside your house in 2 hours if we can't get it fixed. You go to your Homezada app, you log in, air conditioning, and any of our air conditioning contractors, you can see where the technicians are on site. You can see if they're busy or if they're available for work. If they're available for work, you could contact them, and then that could dispatch that technician to your home. You don't even have to be there. You say, this technician has a permission to get in my home. When he shows up and his phone hits your Wi-Fi, you know it's on site. The door unlocks. He does his work. You do, you complete your service. You get the compressor going again. Here's the charge. Do you accept this amount? Click yes. The money's transferred. As soon as his cell phone leaves your Wi-Fi, your home's locked, secured, and you get a note. And you didn't have to disrupt your business life to stay home and wait for this 3 to 6 hour window for someone to show up.
It's always such a long window.
That's where this will all go. And what we're working to perfect in the end. So, well, thanks for joining us and your debuts here at Rosie on the House. Did you know On Air was going to be part of your resume when you started?
Well, now I do. Just added to the list.
We'll see y'all next Saturday starting 7 o'clock sharp.